Hello, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, friends and foes. Hey, welcome to another edition of Butcher on Sports. This is the over-the-hump version of Butcher on Sports. Yes. And as always, I like to say thanks for tuning in, boys and girls, ladies and gents, for another fun-filled night of sports news that, yes, you just can't get enough of. It has been, this week is very, very young in our new year, and a lot of things that happen. We'll cover those and then some, and hopefully you get some news again that you can't get enough of, or that's basically, we did a job of keeping you informed. Okay, let's move on here. Detroit Lions head coach Dan Campbell start off his opening statement as he said, and these his quotes. I want to start with just in regards to Bill's safety, Damar Hamlin, and his family. Just our thoughts and prayers go out to him. Everyone that is involved, that's including his teammates, coaches, and everybody who was a part of the whole situation. So, man, we are wishing him the best, and that's the quote of Dan Campbell in his opening statement this afternoon, Wednesday, before they hit the field to get ready for the Green Bay Packers on Sunday Night Football, the last game of the season, boys and girls. Meanwhile, yes, I said it. The Detroit Lions are getting ready for the Packers, who are prime and ready to go to the playoffs. The Lions can do two things. Hopefully, after 4 o'clock or when they start the football game, Seattle lose the game. But if they don't lose the game and Seattle wins, the best thing the Lions can do is beat the Green Bay Packers. Because if the Packers win, they go to the playoffs, regardless of Seattle's win. So the Lions can be hope for some help and go out there and beat Green Bay and be in the playoffs. Or, if Seattle wins, knowing they're going to the playoffs, long Green Bay don't win, the Lions put a smackdown on Green Bay, which they won't go, Seattle will. The bottom line, Lions do their job and beat the Green Bay Packers. It's plain and simple. I can't say it any better. Now, the NFL continued to be a regular contact with the medical team caring for Damar Hamlin and also the Buffalo Bills and also the Cincinnati Bengals organization and the NFL Players Association as well. After speaking to both teams, the Players Association leadership and NFL's Commissioner Roger Goodell informed the clubs that they game would not be resumed this week. That was done on Monday afternoon. The NFL has made no decision regarding the possibility of resumption of the game at a later date. So they're going to look at the schedule and what it may be. And if it's necessary to have that particular game go on, then the NFL at that point in time will worry about that scheduling. The league has not made any changes to Week 18 in the meanwhile there. They will continue to provide the additional information when it comes available about Damar Hamlin. His uncle, Dorian Glenn, said on Tuesday that the Buffalo Bills safety had to be resuscitated twice on Monday after suffering a cardiac arrest on the football field at the Cincinnati Bengals, the stadium there. According to multiple reports, that Hamlin remained in the hospital in the medical center in Cincinnati under intensive care and in critical condition following the on-the-field collapse against the Bengals during the Monday Night Football game. Glenn, who was at the hospital, spoke that he had multiple outlets. He spoke on that particular there that he had to be resuscitated twice, once on the field and also once again in the hospital when he got there. So his heart stopped twice. So I won't say right now, but critical is the word for this. Let's all pray and hope for the best for Cincinnati Bengals, DeMar Hamlin, and his family, friends, and everybody who's surrounding in football, including myself. Wish him the very, very best upcoming there. Now, the Detroit Lions fans, young or old, this is not something, and we're talking about the DeMar Hamlin situation, that we're not used to hearing about. You know, we talk about Chuck Hughes. I remember when, at that point in time, in 1970s or 60s, many people in Detroit, when the games were blacked out and they couldn't get to the game per se, what they did was buy, and my father is a communication major as well as an electrician engineer there. You know, they would put up antennas with a nice little amplifier and point it toward Lansing, Michigan, toward, I think, Channel 6 at the time is the CBS affiliate where all the Detroit Lions games were being played. And guess what, boys and girls? I got to see the game. But on this day, on October the 22nd in 71, I was 15 years old watching the game, Detroit Lions game, at home on Michigan and Trumbull. Lucky guy I was, got to see an incident toward the end of the game where Chuck Hughes caught a pass. Went going, walking back to the huddle, collapsed. And they announced he died at Henry Ford Hospital, which actually many say he died on the field. In the final game of the season, again, and that was then, the final game of the season, this is another incident at the Silverdome. Reggie Brown suffered a spinal cord injury contusion while on assisting a tackle on the New York Jet in the final game of the 1997 season. That same game, we saw Barry Sanders cross 2,000 yards for the season, which was a happy-go-lucky affair in that stadium that night until that particular incident happened. He laid motionless for 17 minutes on the turf at the Silverdome. He briefly lost consciousness. CPR, was saving his life. Emergency surgery, rehabilitation, and special back brace to help him from using the wheelchair for the rest of his life. That would happen to Reggie Brown, and that we all saw that on telly on that particular day in 97. And that 97, I was just starting to work for WHFR Radio in Detroit. No, in Dearborn, I should say. Henry Ford Community College. Let's go on with Uri Fisher. A Czech, former professional hockey player, defenseman in the National Hockey League with the Detroit Red Wings. He spent his entire career here. He currently serves as the Detroit's director of player development there, or evaluation there. However, Fisher was one part of the team that won the 2002 Stanley Cup. However, during a game in November 21st, 2005, against the Nashville Predators, Fisher was coming off the ice to the bench, and he collapsed on the bench after going into cardiac arrest and narrowly escaping death due to immediate action of the doctors and other arena personnel. He lived through that and got better through all kind of rehabilitation there. He sequentially, he retired due to his heart problems there. But we in the state of Michigan, we've seen this all. So, you know, I can respect some of the editorializing of the major stations when I turned on the channel on CNN and ESPN, Fox News. But us in Michigan and people surrounding areas who was raised around here, we know all about tragedy. And I think we do it better than anybody else of preventing things from happening and reoccurring again. The Roger Brown situation in the Silverdome made the NFL be aware of having CPR and facilitators or proper. I can't say it right now because I'm kind of choked up because some of these incidents I've seen with my very own eyes, and it's not pretty. You know, but heart machines and whatnot there to resuscitate the heart and all are now in the stadium's standard. It's standard that more and more ambulances are at the game, ready on the ready when things happen, via the players on the field or the fans in the stands. And I've seen that personally. I've seen no less than maybe four ambulances parked outside Ford Field for whatever incident that may occur. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. I'd love to see, and some majority, let's take our caps off to the high schools who always have emergency assistance at their games, but more of it has to be done at those particular high school games there. Heart disease is not a joke, boys and girls, and some of us do suffer from that. But we do the best we can to keep ourselves in order by following the doctor's advice and doing the things we need to do. So let's do that. And also, let's people that you know, let's help them as well. NFC Players of the Week, Buccaneers wide receiver Mike Evans, Saints defensive end Cameron Jordan, and the Packers cornerback Keyshawn Nixon were the NFC Players of the Week for Week 17. Keyshawn Nixon, I watched him on that kickoff return there. He won that hands down. AFC Players of the Week, Chargers running back Austin Eckler, the Patriots defensive back Kyle Duggan, and the Browns punter Corey Bouchinquois was named the AFC Players of the Week for Week 17. Yes, indeed. Okay, all righty now. We got that out the way. Football again on Sunday, boys and girls. The evening. Sunday night football game of the week. It means a lot of things, and I explained them in the telecast before. I'm not going to say it again, but the Lions must win Green Bay. That's it. Detroit Red Wings have placed Yari Vernick on waivers. TNC's Chris Johnson reported that Tuesday. Vernick, and then the Red Wings reported as well. He appeared in only two games this season, registering one goal, one assist. October 19th, he entered the NFLPA Players Assistant Program, designated for players for treatment of mental health and substance abuse. Veronica said, personally, for me personally, I don't feel like sharing anything about why I was in the program. It's my personal reasons, Veronica told reporters when he returned to the Red Wings last month. Now, the Red Wings today activated Robbie Fabre from injury reserve and assigned Yogi Veronik, who's on waivers, which no one picked him up, so the Red Wings do have him, and he's assigned to Grand Rapids Griffins. until they decide they want to call him up and give him a major league contract again there. For what, those reasons, you can believe that right now this guy got to get in hockey shape, and he's not. Red Wings don't feel it's comfortable to bring him up at the present time where he needs to take care of himself mentally, physically, and get himself together. And the Red Wings are going to do that. So Steve Yzerman dodged a bullet because somebody else could have picked him up. However, would they have been any good to that particular team in general? Who knows? But I think the best move right now is Jari to get himself in shape, mentally and physically, so he can meet the Red Wings. He's a very talented player, and he's going to do a whole lot of things very proud for this team upcoming there. Fabry, in the meanwhile, this is his season debut right now for the Red Wings. And believe it or not, boys and girls, he has not been in the lineup since his lower body injury on March the 10th against Minnesota. That was 2001. Whoa. Long time ago. Red Wings are facing the Devils tonight here. And right now the Devils are leading right now in the second intermission by a score of 2-0. That game's on TNT, boys and girls, if you don't know or think it's on the other one. There's some fascinating news I got out of some meetings there Tuesday. I was reading. Jason Owens wrote about the recommendation about the NCAA Division I Transformation Committee issue on Tuesday that would expand NCAA basketball to 90 teams. Yes, the committee task was finding the opportunity to modernize the college sports and issue its recommendation. They had like a 39-page report, notably the expansion of the postseason tournament. It's just a recommendation. But here's the things. There are 358 Division I men's basketball programs and 350 women's programs. And that field, when they feel the playoffs or this, the final 65 or 68 or whatever it may be, that is not even 25% of a breakdown that a playoff participants need to be wanted to there. And I think that's the magic number. When you add those 90 in there, that would be a 25% advantage that for men and women, that more teams get properly seated in that particular dance. Now, how they do that dance, we will never know. We know in college basketball, the winners of certain divisions and whatnot, they get an automatic. So, no sense of that. But then again, the teams that are on the bubbles, on the edge, and I don't mean no 17-16 team or 17-17 team getting the playoff extravaganza. I mean, some of those lower teams and leagues that basically people don't give a doggone about, like the MAC and other leagues, the Horizon League, another one, some of the Southern Western Conference teams who don't get maybe but one representative, get some consideration and make the doggone field somewhat whole. I know it's hard, but they can do it. Speaking of basketball, Detroit Pistons will be playing the Golden State Warriors tonight, 20-18. That's their record. Versus the Pistons, who are 10-30. What a say. Their tip-off at the Chase Center is 10 o'clock. Pistons are coming off a beatdown from the Portland Trailblazers by a score of 135-106. Bad. And, you know, again, the Pistons have the second-best bench in basketball. But the coach said, well, these young kids got to learn we're on a, what do you call it, rebuild. Oh, God. We've been rebuilding for 5 years. I don't want to comment no more on that one. Finally, boys and girls, and I told everyone that I had some announcements I had to make and otherwise there. First of all, Butch on Sports will always be on Sunday, either late Sunday or early Monday morning, and also on Wednesday. We don't have to worry about that. Recently, we lost a good guy in Scott Nason there, who was the general of the Packer, the game sports show. He passed away suddenly there, and that put a lot of things in a lot of ways, because Scott did a lot of things, from not only hosting that show for 2 hours, but broadcasting basketball, hockey, and et cetera. He was a referee and an official. He was in various other city-oriented things that basically had his plate was full. And when you lose someone of that capacity there, there's a lot of plates have to be filled. So in the meanwhile, Newstalk 1400, we management staff said, you know what, we can't be Scott Nason, but we got to be true to the product that he put out there. And we did. And I did have a conversation with Dave McKay of his organization over there in Sault Ste. Marie, Canada. And through a lot of things that basically just don't fit. Or decisions that he made that really did not take a hold of what Scott left. And discussion with the Newstalk 1400 team. It was time to do a show that basically fits the category of what Scott put out there. That's local news as well as the national and news that basically maybe offbeat, but we need to talk about, plain and simple. So we will be back on the air on Newstalk 1400 at the end of March due to scheduling. And there's a lot of it had to be done as our other host, Matt Pocket. Yes, Matt Pocket will be the host of the show, along with yours truly, doing a weekly radio show. That date will be put down in a scroll about February there, so we can get you all warmed up. And we definitely will be honest with you. We'll be ready at the end of the basketball season, high school basketball season, to be ready, set, and go for an extravaganza of sports news that just you can't get enough of. However, with other obligations I do have, which I'm part of the Go Live Sports cast team for Detroit Wanza Flow Indoor Soccer that I do, as well as cover all the major sports teams in Detroit and do a lot of freelancing and as well as reporting to, again, the station that supports me, a Newstalk 1400. I'll still be a part of that. However, starting next week, either Wednesday or Thursday, myself and Matt Pocket will be going on the air live on TV, on telly. Yes, the Go Live Sportscast will be putting us on the air, and we'll be there every single week on a show called The Reset. Now, The Reset, you can see that particular show over the OTT channels there, which GoLiveSportscast.com organization has about 10 of them. But we'll be under the sports OTT. You can go 24/7 to those channels and get a number of OTT platforms. As of date, the following channels of OTT is Roku, Channel Box in the UK, Samsung in Europe, Diston, Meta X, and also Freebie TV. Now, if you have a Spark TV, you can go to these particular brands because these shows will be preloaded on TCL, Vizio, Hisense, and the newest of the channels will be in Tubi in Canada, Mega Go in Europe, And Sling, right now we're in progress of negotiating and finalizing the deal, where you can also get the show on there. But in the meanwhile, you can get Roku, and that's R-O-K-U. You'll be able to hear our show on Wednesday or Thursday live. Telly, get to see faces. I'm very proud of the support I'm getting from Frank Mazzella and also Kelly. And the staff of the Live Sports Network there, who, by the way, this guy has done incredible stuff, and he's a fixture on ESPN, ESPN3, ESPN The Ocho, with some of the funniest stuff and the comical stuff, but it's on TV, like the bed races and the rock skipping and the axe throwing. He's very well part of it there, and shows those particulars on The Ocho, as well as the ESPN3 and other channels of the ESPN family there. And we're happy and we're honored to be a part of that there now. So with that all saying, the bench has just got painted and we're waiting for it to dry. But as soon as the bench is dry, we'll be back to work there starting next week. So I will post this on Facebook and on my channel on the Podomatic.com and get you up to date with teasers and whatnot there that basically you can get a part of that, either audio or video. But starting next week, you can see us video. The game, hey, it's not the same. The show is called The Reset. Well, for everybody there, I gotta rest my throat. So, without saying, Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check Butch out on Facebook, always on Facebook, or Butch Davis, of course, on Facebook as well. Or you can go to the homepage at Podomatic.com, type in SimplyButchTOO.podomatic.com. You can go to the gamesportshow.podbean.com also to catch on Butch on Sports there. And without further ado, I'm out of here until late Sunday night, early Monday morning. The Waza, of which I'm part of, soccer, will be on the air at 7:30 at the game start time. For the Waza, I do believe they play Grand Rapids. And we'll be doing that there once everything cools down Monday morning. Late Sunday night, early Monday morning. But another edition of Butch on Sports. And hopefully we can throw our flags up and say, hey, look, there's more work to be done because the Lions won. And they're in the playoffs. Or they beat Green Bay and they're not in the playoffs either. Hey, those are the odds. Take it or leave it. Hey, have a great weekend, boys and girls, and always stay safe, okay? All righty now.